弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我们继续一起来研读路德记这一卷书。
Today we'll continue our study on the book of Ruth.
上周日我们一起来思考了拿俄米的不幸。
Last Sunday, we together considered the misfortune of Naomi.
我们特别强调说上帝并非对我们所有遇到的苦难负责。
We emphasize that God is not responsible for all our sufferings.
那今天我们继续来看路德记第一章，来思考路德这个人物。
And today, from chapter 1, we will continue our study on the person of Ruth.
主我们分享的题目就叫巾帼英雄。
My topic is an unlikely heroine.
那么路德是一个弱小的女子。
Ruth was a very weak, fragile woman.
那她也不是一个叱咤风云式的人物。
And she wasn't someone who was the mover and shakers of her times.
但是她在这个家庭里面所做的事却被记载在圣经当中流传万世。
But what she did for her family was recorded in the Bible and passed down through the generations.
我们每个小孩子都有一个梦想。
Every child has a dream.
我们梦想可以成为英雄式的人物。
We dream to be somebody like a hero.
那么还记得70年代当超人这部电影出来的时候。
I remember in the 70s when the movie Superman started.
那当时是风行一时哈。
It was very popular.
因为很多的小孩子都希望自己有超人一般的能力。
Because many children wanted the power like a Superman.
那么有了这样的能力，我们就可以去帮助很多有需要的人。
And with such power, they can help many people in need.
其实我们每个人都有成为英雄的梦想。
So actually, every one of us has a dream as a hero.
那么随着年龄的增长呢，我们有些这个英雄的梦想慢慢都不复存在。
But as we grow older, our dream of becoming a hero no longer is there.
因为生活的重担给了我们太多的压力和太多的要求。
But the stress of life or the burden of life has given us many stress and many demands.
但是我们心里那个愿望啊并没有完全的消失。
But such desire has not totally disappeared.
所以我们依然有自己所崇拜的偶像。
For we still have the idols that we worship.
那有一次在教会里面大家就彼此分享说你所崇拜的偶像是谁。
One time we were sharing at the church, who is the idol or who is the hero that you worship?
那有人呢就崇拜说篮球明星像这个乔丹啊或者是科比。
Or some people mentioned the basketball superstar like Jordan or Kobe.
那也有人崇拜这个苹果公司的创始人乔布斯。
And some people admire the founder of Apple Company, Jobs, Steve Jobs.
那也有人崇拜阿里巴巴的这个创始人哈，马云。
And some people admire or worship Jack Ma of Alibaba Company.
所以每个人心里面所崇拜的偶像是不一样。
So even though we admire different people in our hearts,
但是我们想到英雄的时候，我们头脑中的印象就是这个人一不是智慧超过人，就是能力非凡的。
When we think about the heroes or heroines, we think they either have super wisdom or super power.
所以，当我们今天题目讲到是巾帼英雄的时候
，And so as we talk about a woman, a female heroine,
那我们自然会想到或许是花木兰和穆桂英，或者西方呢也有这个圣女贞德。
We would think of 花木兰 or 穆桂英 or in the Western world Joan of Arc.
那么按照这样的标准呢，我们这些平常人是没有机会成为英雄的机会的哈。
So by such standards, ordinary people like us will never achieve the dreams of being a hero or heroine.
今天我们来思考这个人物呢，给我们一个不同寻常的启示。
But as we consider Ruth, it gives us a very unusual revelation.
这是一个不太可能成为英雄的人物。
Because she is not someone who is likely to become a heroine.
她没有轰轰烈烈的人生。
She didn't have a dynamic lifestyle.
那也没有任何的丰功伟绩。
And she didn't have any great achievement.
但她确确实实可以称为一位巾帼的英雄。
But she can actually be called a female heroine.
那么当我们今天一起来一起来学习这一段经文的时候，我们一会看到说，不但她可以，你跟我也可以成为这样的英雄。
But as we study the scriptures today, we can see that she became a heroine, and you and I can also become a hero or a heroine.
那么现在我们就先来看圣经啊，如果有圣经的话，请你打开路德记第一章。
So let's first take a look of the Bible. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to Ruth chapter 1.
路德记第一章。
Ruth chapter 1.
那么上个星期呢，我们已经读了一部分的经文。看到说这个灾难临到了以利米勒和拿俄米的这个家庭。
Last Sunday we read part of the scriptures. It tells us that what happened to Elimelech and Naomi's family.
那我们今天来读呢，是从第六节第一章的第六节读到第十八节。
And today we will read from verse 16 to verse 18.
我来读中文，陪师母来读英文。
And Pastor Chen will read in Chinese, I will read in English.
路德记第一章第六节，他就与两个儿媳起身要从摩亚地转回，因为他在摩亚地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she has heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread.
于是她和两个儿妇起行，离开所住的地方，要回犹大地去。
Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah.
拿俄米对两个儿妇说，你们个人回娘家去吧，愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待自已死的人与我一样。
And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me.
愿耶和华使你们各在心腹家中得平安。于是拿俄米与他们亲嘴，他们就放声而哭。
The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of your husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept.
说不然我们必与你一同回你本国去。
And they said unto her, Surely we will return with you unto your people.
拿阿米说，我女儿们呐，回去吧，为何要跟我去呢？我还能生子做你们的丈夫吗？
And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters, why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands?
我女儿们呐，回去吧，我年纪老迈，不能再有丈夫。既或说我还有指望，今夜有丈夫可以生子。
Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband.If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, I should also bear sons.
你们岂能等他们长大呢？你们岂能等着他们不嫁别人呢？我女儿们呐，不要这样。我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。
Would you tarry for them till they are grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands?No, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is come out against me.
两个儿妇又放声而哭，俄尔巴与婆婆亲嘴而别， 只是路德舍不得拿俄米。
And they lift up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her.
拿俄米说：“看哪、啊，你嫂子已经回她本国，和她所拜的神那里去了。你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。”
And she said, "Behold, your sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return you after your sister-in-law."
路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。”
And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you. But whither you go, I will go. And where you live, I will live. And your people shall be my people, and your God, my God."
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在那里。除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
Where you die, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if all but death part you and me.
拿俄米见路德定义要跟随自己去，就不再劝他了。
When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her.
这个故事第一开始就讲到说这里各家庭所发生的事情。
The story began with what happened to this family.
那么拿俄米有两个儿子，基连和马伦。
Naomi had two sons, Mahlon and Chilion.
打仗的丈夫去世之后，她也为两个儿子娶了媳妇。
And when her husband passed away, she married her sons with two girls.
那么基连是长子，他的媳妇是俄尔巴。
And Chilion is the eldest son, was the eldest son, and his wife was Orpah.
那么马伦呢是次子，他的媳妇是路德。
And Mahlon was the younger son, and his wife was Ruth.
但是当他们在摩亚地住了一段时间之后，他的两个儿子陆续也死了。
But after they lived in the land of Moab for a while, her two sons both passed away.
所以意外的灾祸接二连三的临到这个家庭。
So accidental disasters continue to follow this family.
请特别注意啊，这里面在第一章的第二节和第五节特别提到的是，先讲的是马伦的名字，后面才讲的是长子基连的名字。
Notice in chapter 1, verses 2 and 5, it mentioned the younger son's name first, and then mentioned the older son's name later.
这个是比较特别的，应该是首先提到长子的名字，然后是讲次子的名字。
This is kind of out of the ordinary, because usually people in the Bible mention the first son's name first and second son's name later.
但是第四节的时候，那么这里面先提到媳妇的时候，是先提到长子的媳妇，然后提到次子的媳妇。
But in verse 4, it mentioned the wife of the first son first, and then mentioned the wife of the second son.
就是俄尔巴的名字在前面，路德的名字在后面。
So Orpah's name was before the name of Ruth.
所以这使人想起来啊，这个圣经里很著名的故事，就是以扫和雅各关于那个长子名分之争。
So this reminds me of a very interesting story in the Bible, which was Esau's two sons. Isaac's two sons, Esau and Jacob.
那最后呢？长子以扫失去了他的祝福，反而是次子雅各得到了父亲的祝福。
But we find that at the end of the story, Esau lost his firstborn status, where Jacob took away the firstborn status.
所以在路德记里，作者故意的安排这样，这个名字的次序是很耐人寻味的。
So it is interesting and thought-provoking to see why the author reversed the order of names in this book.
所以暗示着俄尔巴像以扫一样，他就失去了本来他应当有的祝福。
It kind of hinted that Orpah lost her status as the first daughter-in-law, and she lost her blessing as Esau.
当苦难临到了这个家庭的时候，
When suffering came upon this family,
这个本来是一个很兴旺的家庭，就现在只剩下三口人了。
So originally the prosperous family now was left with three women.
那么一老两少三个寡妇。
So one elderly and two younger women and three widows.
这在古代啊，这个寡妇是非常难以维持生活的。
So in ancient times, it was very hard for a widow to keep her life.
对于这样一个不幸的家庭，有什么幸福可言呢？
So what blessings can come upon this misfortunate family? Where is their happiness?
这里面啊，我们首先看到说，这个幸福就是来自家庭成员之间彼此的体恤跟怜爱。
But first of all, I want to say that blessings or happiness comes from family members being affectionate and loving toward one another.
路德记这卷书里面有一个关键的词。
So in the book of Ruth, there is a crucial word.
那这个希伯来字呢就叫 hased.
And the word in Hebrew is hased.
那么中文翻成恩慈，英文是翻成 love kindness.
So in Chinese, it's 恩慈 but in English is translated as loving kindness.
因为这个词啊是比较特殊的一个词。
This is a very special word.
它是用来描述上帝特有的一个属性。
It is used to describe a special attribute of God.
它表示上帝持守他的盟约。
It tells us that God would keep his covenant relationship with his people.
因为他用盟约的方式来约束自己，为的是祝福人类。
And God constrains himself with a covenant in order to bless people.
所以英文里几乎找不到一个单独的词可以和它相对应。
So in English, we cannot find one word that can match the translation of this word.
所以我们把两个词放在一起。
So they put two words together.
就是 love and kindness.
So it's love and kindness together, loving kindness.
所以我们要体会这个词不是只单单从这个字面去体会的。
So to understand this word is not just from the surface of its meaning.
所以这个词呢在经文里出现三次，那就是第一章的第八节，第二章的第二十节和第三章的第十节。
So this word appears three times in this book, in chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. One each time.
上帝就是这样的方式来爱护他的百姓。
So God loves his people with this covenantal love.
这个词以其含义就贯穿了这个路德记这全卷的书。
And this word with its connotation is carried throughout this book.
拿阿米恩待儿媳。
Naomi was gracious to her daughter-in-laws.
路德恩待她婆婆。
And Ruth was gracious toward her mother-in-law.
伯阿斯恩待路德。
And Boaz was gracious to Ruth.
最后呢，上帝恩待这个家庭。
Eventually, we see God being gracious to this family.
所以我们看啊，这有一个很明显的特点。就是上帝的祝福乃是借着人与人之间的关爱体现出来。
So from this we can see God's blessing toward the people is reflected from the compassionate, affectionate love among people.
Yeah, 首先我们来看拿俄米体恤她的儿媳哈。
First of all, let us look at how Naomi was gracious to her daughter-in-laws.
身有上父上子之痛的拿俄米决定回归她的家乡。
Naomi, who is suffering from losing her husband and children, decided to return to her homeland.
那上一次我们已经来分享说，这显然是一个正确的决定。
And last week we shared that this was a correct decision.
但是她首先考虑的不是自己，乃是媳妇们的前途。
But her first consideration was about herself, but about her daughter-in-law's future.
于是他决定遣散他的儿媳回到娘家去。 你们可以有自己的前程。
So she decided to send them away to return to their mother's house so they can still have a future.
你看，拿俄敏有三次来劝告她的儿媳，分别是在第八节、第十一节和第十四节。
So three times Naomi advised her daughter-in-law to go back in verse 8 and verse 11 and verse 14.
所以这个不是敷衍了事，这表明了她作为一个婆婆是真有这样的诚意。
She was not doing this casually, but as a mother-in-law, she intentionally and sincerely made this advice.
对拿俄敏宁愿自己孤苦伶仃，也顾念到儿媳的前途。
So Naomi would rather be a destitute than and then taking care of her daughter-in-laws first.
我们大家都知道，在一个家庭里面，这个婆媳的关系是最难相处的。
And we know that in a family, the mother and daughter-in-law's relationship was the most difficult.
但是我们看到在这里面，拿俄米真是他在处理这个关系上，他真是有一个爱心，母亲般的爱心。
So here we do see Naomi treated her daughter-in-laws with motherly love.
所以一个家庭最大的难处啊，并不是这些所临到我们的这些灾祸啊。
So what's difficult in a family wasn't what bad things came upon this family.
乃是如果家庭成员之间如果了没有这种亲情的话，那个才是最大的灾难。
So the greatest disaster would be that there is no natural affection for the between the family members.
其次，我们再来看她儿媳是怎么样来对待婆婆的。
Next, let us see how the daughter-in-laws treat their mother-in-law.
所以两个儿媳妇对拿俄米都是恋恋的不舍。
These two daughter-in-laws were very loving toward the mother-in-law and didn't want to leave her.
我们特别注意这个两个人的反应哈，他们两个是放声而哭哈。
Let us take a special notice on their reactions. They lift up their voices and wept.
那么分别是在第九节和第十四节。
In verse 9 and verse 14.
可见他们这个婆媳之间的关系很好啊，这个情深意切啊。
So we can see that they do have sincere love for one another. They have good relationships.
所以拿俄米是真心的相劝啊。
So Naomi advised them from a sincere heart.
因为他们留下来是没有前途的。
Because if they leave, they stay with her, they have no future.
特别是拿俄米来解释按照以色列人的律法。
Especially when Naomi explained with the Jewish laws.
那么弟弟呢，要应当啊为哥哥来续后的。
Usually the younger brother should continue the family, the bloodline for the older brother.
那么以便呢可以延续这个家族的这个名字哈。
So they can carry the older brother's name.
拿俄米这里也说这个是不可能的，我已经不可能再给你生个孩子了哈。
So Naomi said this was impossible because I could no longer bear children.
即使是生出来的话，你还能等他十几年吗？等他长大吗？
Even I do give birth to children, you know, I go to wait for more than 10 years till they grow up.
对，这是他们所可以看得到的。如果他们跟随拿俄米走，这可以看得到的一个结果就他们没有前途。
So this is foreseeable. If they stay with Naomi, they will have no future.
最后呢，俄尔巴就遵命而去了。
So finally, Orpah, you know, accept the advice and left.
但是路德是坚决的不肯离去。
But Ruth insisted on staying with her.
这里面，俄尔巴和路德就形成了一个鲜明的对照。
So here we see a very clear contrast between Orpah and Ruth.
注意啊，有人在这里会比较谴责俄尔巴，要知道这里俄尔巴并没有做错什么。
Some people would rebuke Orpah at this point, but notice that she actually didn't do anything wrong.
但是路德的选择却是更好的。
But Ruth had a better choice.
这个更好的选择是值得称赞。
And her better choice is worthy to be praised.
所以从这个故事我们一看到上帝对我们的期望也是这样子。
We can all see what God expects from us.
我们 不只是把事情做对而已。
Not only do we need to do things correctly.
我们乃是要把事情做得美好。
But to do them better and beautiful.
有一部电影，我不知道大家有没有看过哈，是 Tom Cruise 主演的。
I don't know if you've watched the movie. Tom Cruise was the main character.
那么这部电影就叫《雨人》哈。
It's called The Rain Man.
那这个故事的主角呢，他叫查理。他的父亲去世之后呢，他希望从那里继承一笔遗产。
So the story talk about Charlie, the main character, and after his father passed away, he was going to receive the inheritance.
结果他发现。他爸爸把$3,000,000的全部财产都留给了一家精神病院。
But he found out that his father left his $3,000,000 to a psychiatric hospital.
于是他赶快就去调查到底是怎么回事。
So right away he started an investigation.
原来发现呢，他还有一个哥哥是有这个自闭症的。
And then he found out that he had a brother, older brother, who had autism.
那他的这个哥哥已经在那个精神病院住了很久。
And his older brother had lived in this psychiatric hospital for a while.
他根本就不知道这个哥哥的存在哈。
And he didn't even know his brother existed.
所以他特别赶到那个精神病院，为的就是说，他要把这个监护权哥哥的监护权拿在手上。
So he went to visit his elder brother and wanted to take away the guardianship of his brother.
啊，他的目的其实很清楚，哈，他就想把那个财产，那$3,000,000要拿在自己的手上。
But his intention was very clear because he wanted to be able to manage that $3,000,000.
但是故事的发展就是，当他带着哥哥出走，他们兄弟两个人在一路上所发生的事情当中。
But the story went on very interestingly because the plot was that he took his brother out and then on the way many things happened.
那么他们兄弟两个人才彼此体会到那种感情在一起。
And then these two brothers experienced a love for each other as they spent time together.
最后的电影的结束就说他放弃了这个企图争夺这个监护权的努力哈。
So at the end of the story, the younger brother forsook his pursuit of getting the guardianship for his older brother.
所以呢，他想做的就是说，这样可能是对他哥哥最好的一个选择。
And he decided that this was a better choice for his older brother.
所以很多的时候，在一个家庭当中，我们要做出很多的决定和很多的选择。
So many times.Within a family, we need to make many decisions and choices.
这个涉及到我们跟家庭成员的关系。
And this involves our relationship with our family members.
如果我们不是光是想到自己，也想到对方的需要。
If we do not just think for ourselves, but also think for the others.
如果我们不仅仅是说把事情做对，乃是要把事情做得更美。
If we not only do things right, but we want to do things better and more beautifully.
那么我们这样做就是讨神喜悦的。
Then what we are doing is pleasing to the Lord.
所以我们看到路德孝敬婆婆做出了一个最佳的选择。
So we see that when Ruth showed her respect for her mother-in-law, she made the best choice.
路德不为婆婆的劝说所动，嫂嫂已经离开了。如果路德再离开的话，拿俄米的生活更是苦不堪言。
Ruth was not moved by her mother-in-law's persuasion because her other sister-in-law had left, and if she left also, then Naomi would be a destitute.
所以路德的态度非常坚决。我们看哈，从第十六节开始，路德用了五个你我的对仗。
And we see Ruth was very firm in her decision.In verse 16, we see five times you and I appeared.
实际上这里面的用的词汇啊，更像一个婚姻的誓词，大家看到没有？
And the words they use is more like a marriage vow.
Yeah, 正像是我们在婚礼的时事常常看到有这样的事，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
So in marriage vow, we see, you know, your country is my country, your God is my God.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
Where you die, I will die there too.
我们看到路德的决心，她愿意以自己的前途换来婆婆生活的保障。
So we hear we see Ruth's determination. She would trade her future with the security of her mother-in-law.
所以路德呀，只是一个外邦的女子，是摩亚人。
We see that Ruth was a Gentile woman. She is a Moabite.
本来他们不在上帝的盟约之内，是跟神的祝福没有关系的。
And the Moabites were not included in God's covenant. They were not the people that are blessed.
虽然这段经文他也提到了耶和华神的名字。
Even though in this scripture it mentioned the name of Jehovah God.
那么他可能对圣经和以色列的神都知道的非常少。
She probably knew very few about the God of Israel or the scriptures.
但是他为拿俄米所做的无疑得到了神的称赞。
But what she did for Naomi won God's praise.
那么也为她自己留下了美名。
And also left her with a very good reputation.
你知道路德这个名字是现在很多，即使在美国也很多女孩子很喜欢用的英文的名字。
You know that Ruth is a very popular and a beloved name for many, many girls in the States and other countries.
那好像裴师母的女儿，裴师母应该叫 Face， 对。yeah， 但是你知道，很少有人啊给孩子取名叫俄尔巴的哈。
And many people would not name their children Orpah。
那我知道，在美国有一个黑人的脱口秀的表演人哈，他的名字叫 Oprah。
But in the States, it's the talk show host Oprah Winfrey。
其实他的名字本来是叫。起的是起叫俄尔巴的哈
，But her original name was Orpah。
但是每个人都念不对，不知怎么样，最后就变成了 Oprah 哈。
But it changed to be Oprah。
但是起这个名字的女孩非常非常的少。
Very few girls would name themselves Orpah。
路德之所以成为英雄，就是因为他为拿俄米所做的。
And Ruth became a heroine for what she did for Naomi。
那么正像路德成为英雄一样，你跟我也同样可以成为这样的英雄。
So just like Ruth who became a heroine, you and I, both of us can become a heroine or a hero.
上帝看重我们什么呢？
What does God look upon us?
北美的基督徒啊，我们常常容易误入歧途哈。
In the United States, the Christians may fall into two traps. They would go astray.
那其中一个呢，我们常常以知识和学历来衡量一切的。
One is that we would measure everything by our knowledge and our education achievement.
我们成为基督徒，我们就有一种追求，我们希望说成为一个好的基督徒，成为一个神所喜悦的人。
As we become a Christian, we wanted to become better Christians to pursue for God's love for us.
所以很多人就去学很多圣经跟神学的知识。
So many people pursued the knowledge of the Bible and theology.
其实追求圣经和神学的知识非常宝贵。
It is a good thing to do that.
但是仅仅此而已是不能讨上帝的喜悦啊。
But just to pursue after knowledge cannot win God's pleasure.
那第二个方面的陷阱呢，可能就是我们热心的参与和服侍教会了。
The second trap is that we are very zealous in serving the Lord and participating in church activities.
其实这也是非常难得的哈。
This is also very good.
那么，但是如果仅仅有参与跟服侍的话，还是不能够讨神的喜悦的。
Just to serve and to participate can still not win God's favor.
那就是第三方面。如果没有第三方面的话，我们前两个方面再好，但是我们也没有办法讨神的喜悦。
Because we need to look at the third aspect. If we have the first two, that's not enough.
那么这第三方面就是要存怜悯的心。
And the third part that we need to have is to have a heart of mercy and kindness.
这个怜悯的心呢，就是来自上帝的爱。
And this loving kindness would come from God's love.
就是刚才我讲到的那个希伯来的词 hased。
And it is the word that I mentioned previously, the word hased.
这个就应该当从我们家人做起。
We need to start this hased love with our family members.
因为上帝把这些人放在我们的周围，就是让我们来彼此照顾的。
Because God put them around us so we can care for them.
其实啊，这个就是我们属灵成色的试金石。
And this is a testing rule for how we are doing spiritually.
那么先知弥迦呀，在弥迦书里就这样宣告啊。
And prophet Micah mentioned in his book.
那弥迦书六章八节这样说：世人呐，耶和华应指示你何为善，他要你所行的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯。存谦卑的心与你的神同行。
Micah said in his book, chapter 6, verse 8, He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
所以俄尔巴做了正确的事情。
So Orpah did something that is correct.
但是路德做得更美。
But Ruth did something that was even better.
所以上帝不仅要求我们把事情做对而已。
Because God does not just require of us to do things rightly.
他要我们把事情做得美好。
He wants us to do it much beautifully.
每个人都期望有幸福的生活。
Everyone expects to live a life of happiness.
每个家庭都盼望着得到上帝的祝福。
And every family hopes to receive God's blessing.
上帝的祝福在哪里呢？你我的手中。
It is in yours and my hands.
因为当家庭成员彼此体谅、爱心付出的时候。
Because when family members can be compassionate and affectionate toward each other and give out love.
那么上帝的恩典必然就会临到这个家庭。
For sure, God's grace will descend upon this family.
不幸的家庭各有各的不幸。
We know that a misfortunate family have their own misfortunes.
但是幸福的家庭确实有惊人的相似。
But happy families have shocking similarities.
那就是在这个家庭当中，当有上帝的那种恩赐 ，hased.
Which is that the family would have God's covenantal love.
所以，正如俗话所说的，有爱才有家。
So as it said, as it goes, with love, there is a home.
说怎样体现出上帝的爱呢？
So how can we experience or reflect God's love?
所以路德记给我们的一个启示，就是我们应该把对方的需要放在自己需要之先。
What Ruth showed us was that we need to place our family members' needs before our own needs.
所以这段经文我们看到，不但拿俄米是这样做的，路德也是这样做的。
So from this scripture we know that Naomi did that and Ruth also did that.
我们可以试着想一下啊，如果拿俄米是这样想的话，应该是什么样的结果？
So we can imagine if Naomi thought this way, what would happen?
我儿子刚死啊，你们
My son just passed away.
就想抛弃我这个老太婆，各奔前程。
So you daughter-in-laws want to abandon me and pursue your own future?
那真是没有良心呢。
So you have no conscience.
那如果翻过来也是一样，如果儿媳妇是另外一种想法的话，我们可以看到这个结局是怎么样哈。
But on the other side, if the daughter-in-laws also start differently, let's see what happens.
Well, 你看看，你这个老不死的自己守寡一辈子了哈。
So you say, oh, you're old and, you know,Age people, and then you have been a widow for many years.
如果你也要我们这年纪轻轻的，也要陪你守寡一辈子吗？
Do you expect us young women to be like a widow and live as a widow like you?
我想，如果双方是这样想的话，这个事情的结局就完全不一样啊。
So if both sides thought differently in such an evil way, then the result would be totally different.
哎，我们在生活中啊。很多的情况就是这个样子的。
But it is the real reality that we face in our daily life.
Yeah, 这就是我们生活的一个真实写照哈。
It's a real reflection, real portrayal of how we live.
那么一个很有意思的现象就是在居家期间呢，是一个非常这个居家令这个期间，我们是考验家庭的这个关系的一个特别的时刻哈。
So during this sheltering at home, you know, it's a very special time we can consider our family relationships.
那么在中国当解禁的第一天，你知道很多人首先第一个要去的地方就是去那个离婚的地方，要办理离婚哈。
Well, in China, when the lockdown was released, the first thing some people want to do is go to the court and have a divorce papers done.
因为当两个人被关在家里，每天在一起的时候，才发现这个问题全部暴露出来哈。
Because when two people locked down in the family, all their problems exploded.
美国现在还没有解除这个居家令哈。
So in the States, we haven't taken away the lockdown order.
但是我们也已经听到说，有些家暴的事件已经开始出现了一个很大数量的增加哈。
But we have heard that domestic violence cases have increased.
Yeah. 那么可能有人会说哈，牧师你讲得很好，但是你不知道我们家的情况哈。
Some people say, oh, pastor, you know, you said very well, but you don't understand our family situation.
你知道我们家这个事是非常难，是不可能做得到。
It's impossible for our family members to be compassionate for each other like that.
哦，我们之所以失败呢，的原因呢，常常不是因为事情比别的家庭来得更困难。
Usually the reason we fail is not that we have more difficult situations than other families.
因为我们想改变情况呢，我们首先就想先去改变别人。
Because when we want to change our situation, the first thing we want to do is change the other person.
那么结果
But then, you know, we failed.
所以我们如果想改变家里面的情况，首先不是改变别人，应该是改变自己。
So if we want to change our family situation, the first thing we need to change is not other people, but ourselves.
路德呀，可以称为是巾帼的英雄，这是当之无愧的。
Ruth is deserved to be called a heroine.
我们每个人也同样可以成为这样的英雄。
Every one of us can achieve to such status.
那可以圆我们儿时的这个英雄之梦。
It can fulfill our dream as a child.
那就是在我们的家庭里面，我们能活出上帝的挚爱 ，Hasid。
And I hope that each family can live out God's love, the Hasid kind of love.
那么，正像那句俗话所讲的，有爱才有家。
Just like what people usually said, you know, with love there is a home.
路德是一个外邦人。
Ruth was a Gentile.
那么，他对以色列的神呢，都知之甚少。
She knew very little about the God of Israel.
但是她却活出了上帝的那个恩慈之爱。
Yet she lived out this loving kindness.
那么她为此就蒙了上帝的恩典跟祝福。
And then she received God's grace and God's blessing.
我们是基督徒啊，是称为上帝的儿女。
We who call ourselves Christians, God's children,
所以我们得到的启示远远比路德要多得多。
What we have received from God, God's understanding of God is much greater than what Ruth had.
我们知道圣经知道的更多。
And we knew more of the Bible.
我们从神得到的恩典更多。
And we received much more grace from God.
那么我们岂不应当比路德做得更好
呢？ Shouldn't we do better than Ruth?
那以前有一个姐妹是从台湾来的哈。
Once there was a sister from Taiwan.
所以呢，当她第一次来的教会，她就跟我讲，牧师啊，请你去看看我妈妈哈。
When she first visited the church, she told the pastor to go visit her mother.
那我还以为是她的亲生母亲。
I thought it was her birth mother.
那后来才知道那是她的婆婆。
Later I found out it was her mother-in-law.
那她的丈夫呢，很早就去世了。
Her husband passed away very early.
那么她呢是一直跟婆婆住。
So she lived with her mother-in-law.
本来她的婆婆还有个小儿子。
And then her mother-in-law also had a younger son.
但是呢，她的婆婆就很清楚， 说她要跟这个媳妇一起住。
But the mother-in-law said very clearly that she wanted to live with the daughter-in-law.
因为这个姐妹呢，对婆婆照顾得非常好。
Because she took very good care of her mother-in-law.
那婆婆后来活到100多岁才过世的。
And her mother-in-law lived to be over 100 years old.
那么她婆婆一旦生病，她就非常的着急，她会打电话给牧师说：“你能不能去医院看看？我妈妈要不行了。”
So whenever her mother-in-law got sick.The sister got nervous and she would always call up the pastor and say, Oh, can you please go visit the hospital and pray for her?
那么当我到医院一看，我一看她婆婆，我说你妈妈没事了，没有问题。
But when I visited the hospital, I told her, no, your mother-in-law was fine. There's nothing wrong with her.
所以这位姐妹啊，真是照顾婆婆，即使丈夫过世，她照顾婆婆就跟对待自己的亲生母亲一样。
So even though the sister's husband passed away, she took care of her mother-in-law as if it was her real mother.
这就是一个很好的见证。
So this is a very good testimony.
愿我们每一个人都能够在这方面啊，能够以路德为榜样，以这位姐妹为榜样。
So may every one of us look at Ruth as a good example for us.
我们可以得到神的恩典跟祝福。
That we may receive God's grace and God's blessing.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
因为我们知道你的恩慈在我们当中。
Because we know that your hesed love is among us.
我们也在生活中经历了你的恩慈。
And we have also experienced your hesed love in our life.
但是很多的时候，因为我们刚硬的心，我们没有体会到。
But many times, because of our own stubbornness, we cannot experience such love.
主啊，愿你开启我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
愿你打开我们的心。
And open our hearts.
让我们能够体会到神，你是何等的爱我们。
That we may experience your deep.
以同样恩慈的心来对待我们周围的人。
That with the same kind of love, we would treat people around us.
尤其是我们家里面的人
especially our family members
我们谢谢你真是将这样的启示放在我们当中
Thank you for placing this understanding in us
让我们有这样的心去顺服神
That we can obey you
愿神祝福我们当中的每一个家庭
And may you bless each family in our midst
我们这样祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.